I'm Steve Potter. This is St. Louis on the Air. And if you have memories of the Meacham Park community, someone wants to hear from you. Jean Vogel is the executive director of Webster Arts, and Marcia Copeland is director of education for the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, and we welcome you both.
Thank you.
Good to see you here. Jean, this project will eventually result in theater and art, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. But first, for those not familiar with the area, describe exactly where Meacham Park is located.
Meacham Park is now part of Kirkwood. It's bounded by Kirkwood Boulevard, Sunset Hills on the south, and Big Bend. Uh-huh. So it's a small area that used to be an independent city or community.
Is it safe to say that if you're driving in years past and recently, if you drive around there, it might not be a place you would just notice? You just drive by on the big road?
Right. If you were driving down Kirkwood Road, you probably wouldn't even notice it unless you knew it was there.
But it wasn't originally a part of Kirkwood.
It wasn't. It was not a part of Kirkwood until 1991 when it was annexed.
What do we know about the early roots of it? It goes back to the mid-1800s, doesn't it?
Yes. It started as an area that for affordable housing, and a gentleman bought the land, and you can clarify this, Jean, bought the land and tried to make it available to various communities. But it, for a long time, even into the 60s and 70s, it wasn't part of Kirkwood, so there was water and sewage systems and stuff was kind of within the communities.
But it's always been a primarily, if not exclusively, African-American community, right?
Pretty much. I mean, when Mr. Meacham bought the land in 1891.
And who was he, just a local farmer or something?
Local guy. And he divided the land up. And he sold it to people of color and to white people. It became mostly an African-American community. And people have lived there for generations.
What's the history of the African-American community in that part of the county? Was this a real isolated
place? Very isolated
little place. And do we know why African-Americans started to live there?
It was just a place where a lot of families decided to live, and
Mr. Meacham made it affordable.
Made it affordable. So there were homes there, but there weren't a lot of public services. So as Marcia mentioned, there wasn't sewage and water in all of the homes until the 1970s.
But it's always been a modest community, right?
Modest,
I mean, the homes are small.
Yes.
It's a modest community, but it's a very proud community. It's been a very self-sufficient community. People have lived there for generations.
Did the African-Americans that lived there for generations work there also? Were there African-American businesses and that sort of thing?
There were African-American businesses, yes. A lot of those were absorbed into a business district when in the 1970s some of the annexation started to begin.
When did Meacham Park sort of hit the map for being a troubled place?
Well, I'm not sure that it is a troubled place. I think it's a proud community.
A struggling place may be a better
word. It's a struggling place. It's a struggling place because there were no services. Like many African-American communities throughout the United States, it was a little bit ignored.
But, Marcia, you are looking right now, and you're on a timeline. By the end of the month, you want to find 50 people that have personal stories. What's happening?
What we've done is Springboard to Learning, Webster Arts, and the Repertory Theater of St. Louis have partnered with Nifer Middle School and the Meacham Park Neighborhood Improvement Association.
Which is a school in the neighborhood?
It is a middle school, and it's very much in the neighborhood. And seventh graders in the journalism class who are looking at telling the human story want to interview in March, on Mondays in March, up to 60 people that have either were in Meacham Park, have memories of Meacham Park, never lived in the area, never knew about Meacham Park, because that's part of the story too. But to get those stories, more recent history, and what's happening, so that they can do these anecdotal interviews.
And is the reason, because is Meacham Park disappearing? I know at some point a few years ago there was redevelopment, and I'm not sure how that all worked out.
It has been annexed into Kirkwood, but the Meacham Park history has been very well documented through the 1970s. But for the last 40 years, there's no documentation of the history. And what we're hoping to do is by incorporating the middle school students and the journalism students in collecting the oral histories and creating stage performance and art that we can add to the historical record.
Well, Marcia, I know we haven't gotten there yet, but do you have any sort of vision of what this performance art might look like?
We do. We've worked very hard on thinking what we want to do is find writers, whether they're poets, creating monologues, creating choral readings, and visual artists that will take the source material of these interviews and create pieces that will either represent or evoke the feelings in these.
I'm assuming you've maybe talked to a couple of people. Can you give me an example, maybe one person's story, just to give us a feel?
You know, I was talking to my board president the other day, and this kind of surprised me. He was part of the schools were the Kirkwood schools were the first integrated schools in St. Louis County in 1954. He was in the first kindergarten class in that integrated school. Some of his friends didn't have indoor plumbing at all. Some of his friends didn't have electricity. And this is what he was growing up with. And these were friends of his. So that's just one example of something that's happened in the last 60 years. But there are so many more stories. I mean, we've got several people already signed up who can talk about what's happened back into the 20s and 30s.
Have you found an interested audience? I mean, are people responding to this? Are they excited about it?
We are, the students and the families are certainly excited about it. We are just making these reaching out to the community, but I'm amazed at how many people we start talking to and they go, oh, well, I had to go to Meacham Park to do something when I was in high school, or, oh, I know somebody that had. So the word is definitely getting out. Meacham Park Neighborhood Improvement Association has been fabulous with getting us names of people in the Webster-Kirkwood area that have some connection.
So when you say some connection, do they necessarily have to be third generation that lived there? Or maybe they had a cousin there and they went there once a year for the summer, something like that?
Anything? We want to hear every story that's available. If somebody wants to talk to us about their memories or their current ideas about what Meacham Park means to them, we want to hear from them.
And so what should one of these people expect when they contact you? What process? What's time commitment? What process are they going to go through?
We'll talk to them on the phone, get them all the information, and then they'll be interviewed by the students starting in March. There are four times in March and April where the students will interview them in the students' classroom. So we're talking about an hour, maybe 2 hour time commitment. It's not very much at all.
And what's the best way to contact you?
Contact us through on the website. The Webster Arts website is webster-arts.org. And at the very first landing page, you'll see some information, and you can just click on that and fill out a form or give me a call.
And we'll have all that on the St. Louis on the air page at St. Louis Public
and
Radio.
And there's also on the rep website. You can also go to the same link.
And in addition to this play, can I call it a play?
Is that what? A performance piece, sure.
A performance piece. But I think you have some ideas in just a couple of seconds we have left. You're going to do other sort of art projects related to this. Is that planned out yet?
We are commissioning artists to create original work based on the source material from the students. So we hope to have original art, visual art that we can leave with the community as well as present at the performances.
And then all of this will be put into a book, and some of the visual art will be the copy of the book.
Well, we definitely check back with you down the road, I'm sure. Yeah. We've been talking to Jean Vogel, Executive Director of Webster Arts, and Marcia Copeland, Director of Education of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Thank you both for being here. What an interesting project. We'll look forward to seeing how that develops.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be interested to come back and tell you more.
Absolutely. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Colin Mueller, Monica Ramirez, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis on the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend. The weather is good. We'll see you next time.